The lecture hall was about 100 times too big for the 22 of us. The same woman was there and asked us to move down to the front. That was unsettling. I could have sworn she had gone down the corridor the other way. I knew she had. I'd been captivated by the sight of her clothed behind. Hell, maybe they had matter transmitters, or teleportation, wanted to save herself a few steps. We sat for a minute, and a man, clothed in the same kind of unadorned tunic the woman and we were wearing, walked across the stage with a stack of thick notebooks under each arm. The woman followed him on, also carrying notebooks. I looked behind me, and she was still standing in the aisle. To make things even more odd, the man was virtually a twin to both of them. The man riffled through one of the notebooks and cleared his throat. "These books are for your convenience," he said, also with perfect accent. "And you don't have to read them if you don't want to. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, because you're free men and women. The war is over." Disbelieving silence. "As you will read in this book, the war ended 221 years ago. Accordingly, this is the year 220. Old style, of course. It is 3138 A.D. You are the last group of soldiers to return. When you leave here, I will leave as well, and destroy Stargate. It exists only as a rendezvous point for returnees, and as a monument to human stupidity and shame. As you will read, destroying it will be a cleansing." He stopped speaking, and the woman started without a pause. "I am sorry for what you've been through, and wish I could say that it was for good cause, but as you will read, it was not. Even the wealth you have accumulated, back salary and compound interest, is worthless, as I no longer use money or credit, nor is there such a thing as an economy in which to use these things. As you must have guessed by now," the man took over, we are clones of a single individual, some 250 years ago. My name was Khan. Now it is Man.